Good morning. Cloudy and cool overnight with a chilly breeze out of the north. Temperatures starting out close to freezing, which is critical because the next round of precipitation is already streaming in from central and western New York into interior New York and New England. So a lot of places will see a cold rain this morning with pockets of freezing rain and sleet, and this could offer up some tricky travel through the early morning period. A wave of low pressure heading down the Ohio Valley and toward New York City will be responsible for the precipitation today, and off and on showers are likely through the middle of the day and even into the evening hours. Temperatures, meanwhile, will only climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average, so as we head toward sunset and beyond tonight, more wintry-type precipitation is possible, especially across the higher terrain. Precipitation will gradually wind down tonight, but still some pockets of showers or frozen precipitation as readings drop back down into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mainly dry in the morning with mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers showing up then later in the day once again with highs in the lower to mid 40s. A warm front will punch through the region tomorrow night, and on Friday, temperatures will surge on a gusty southwest wind into the lower 60s. This will set the stage for a cold front to approach from the west, and as it makes a run at us late Friday and Friday evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be common. Behind the front will dry it out nicely as high pressure will build in for the weekend, so I'm expecting a lot of sunshine on Saturday and especially for the day on Sunday, with highs at least in the middle to upper 50s. It looks like we'll push past the 60-degree mark for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of Oklahoma through southeastern Kansas, Missouri, into western Illinois. Partially modified Gulf air is in place over the southern plains, and low-level dew points are in the mid-60s, and this should characterize much of the warm sector during the afternoon. Weather balloons indicate a dry layer has already moved in above much of this region, and daytime warming should produce moderate to high levels of instability. Deep layer shear will also strengthen with the approach of a mid-level jet streak, supportive of supercells capable of producing very large hail. The threat for tornadoes, and a couple of them could be strong, will also increase by late afternoon and into the early evening hours. And critical fire weather conditions continue with that very dry air mass across much of the southwest. Temperatures forecast again to warm into the 80s and 90s with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and relative humidity levels in the single digits. Rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start or with the already ongoing fires. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California at 5:29 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Madison, Wisconsin at 9:10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 14, 44% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.39 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Hollis, Oklahoma, to a low of 5 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the lower 40s, Boston cloudy with rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo showers with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 48 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 43, that's 1 degree below average. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snow, for the month just a trace, which is 9/10 of an inch below average. And for the season, 75.9 inches of snow, which is 18.3 inches above average. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 153, and 6,368 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 88, set in 1929, and the record low, 19, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain or snow showers today, also pockets of freezing rain or sleet, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. More mixed precipitation tonight with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. More clouds and rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, highs in the upper 30s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, and highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with rain showers, especially in the evening in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy, showers, possibly a thunderstorm late in the day into the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, mid-50s, upper 50s to around 60 with mostly sunny skies Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs into the lower and middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.